there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. Welcome to my first episode of Building Better Marriages, the I Do and I Don't of Everyday Married Life. And this is where we dive deep into the heart of relationships, where I offer Christ-centered wisdom to strengthen your marriage. Have you ever wondered, am I doing enough to make my marriage work, or what if my efforts aren't enough? Join me as we explore this topic with grace, insight, and faith. Today, we're asking ourselves, how can we move past doubts and concerns? While they are valid, especially because there are so many changes and challenges in everyday married life, and I get it, but it's important to recognize these doubts and insecurities because they are normal in any relationship. But dwelling on them can lead to unnecessary stress and anxiety. So today we're going to focus on practical steps to strengthen your marriage, helping you to embrace change instead of running from it or fighting against it. So there are four steps we're going to take. And first and foremost, communication is key. Having open and honest conversations with your spouse about what your concerns are and what your feelings are. When was the last time that you were in touch with your feelings? Feelings are just surface, right? The surface emotions. They're not the deep core emotions that are at the base, but these are the feelings that are on the surface that you feel every day, but maybe you don't recognize them or deal with them or deal with them in a way that is edifying, right? And a way for you to notice that there's something wrong. Maybe afterwards, you're sorry for what you say or how you behaved, but we need to pay attention to these feelings and the concerns that you have, the anxiety about them, the stress that it brings. But the only way to deal with that in your marriage is to listen attentively and express yourself with love and respect. Communication lays the foundation for understanding and growth in your relationship. So what you sow will grow. What you feed will grow. And what you sow, you will reap. So if you sow into your marriage listening attentively, active listening, and then when you express yourself, you express yourself with love and respect by saying, keeping the finger pointed at yourself, I feel this, I'm concerned about this. Because communication can, the way that you communicate, if it's open and honestly with respect and love, it is an open door for someone else. You want it to be an open door for someone else to walk through. Right? That's communication. It's two-way. If it's not two-way, it's a lecture or it's nagging, right? So secondly, let's have a shift from a mindset of perfection to progress. The kind of progress where you grow closer together. You take steps together. You take steps towards each other. And nobody is perfect. Christ was the only one that was perfect that walked this earth. But we certainly can have a mindset like Christ. What Christ says is important. And those are things that we'll talk about in future episodes of this, which are going to give you the marriage you've always dreamed of having. Communication is that lays the foundation. You also need to celebrate the small victories and efforts you have with your spouse, the small victories that you have together. So it's not about being flawless, but continually growing and learning as a couple. So first and foremost, we have communication is a key. Listening is a part of communication because it's a two-way street. Then we have a mindset that goes from perfectionism to progress. And in that, you're going to learn how to celebrate small victories and efforts that you and your spouse have together. And what does that look like? Talk about it. How you want to celebrate it. What do you want to do? Maybe you want to go for walks, or you want to go to your favorite place for coffee or tea. But it's really important that you don't let these small victories go unnoticed, because it takes work. Marriage takes work. A successful, a strong, healthy marriage just does not happen. It takes work. So it's worth celebrating, however you choose to celebrate. I know my husband's love language. He knows mine. And so I feel very loved when my husband wants to, say, go out to eat, right? Because if he cooks, he makes reservations. And I do love to cook. I love to cook. That's a way I love on others, is when I cook for them. Sometimes I just need to be loved on. And so we celebrate our small victories by being able to go out. We have a date night. Every Thursday night is our date night. Not almost every Thursday, almost every Thursday. And it's a wonderful, we look forward to it, and we get to talk, and we get to sit across from each other, or we get to hold hands, or, hey, sometimes date night looks like Home Depot. But I know he loves, if I could do that with him because it saves him a trip or whatever, so be it. I'm there with him, because we could still be together in the car, going there, walking around. And I love looking at the possibilities of what we could do at home. I know I love that. I'm a visionary. I envision things. So he's the detail guy. And that's one thing that's really important when you get to know each other and you get to say, hey, this is what you do best. This is your strengths. They're not mine, but my strengths are not his. So we really do, once we found this out, we really do feel like we're a puzzle piece that fits perfectly together. We're two imperfect people. We're two imperfect lovers, but we're perfect together. Remember, it's not about being flawless, but about continually growing and learning as a couple. Learning about each other, learning that you both are not perfect. You're imperfect. God could fill your imperfect hearts with his perfect love. So the third thing is, don't hesitate to reach out to trusted friends, godly friends, family members, godly family members, or a professional counselor or coach like myself for guidance and godly encouragement, godly wisdom, straight from the Bible, biblical wisdom from the Bible, or somebody who's been married for 40 years and has weathered many, many storms and come through them. And sometimes an outside perspective can provide clarity and new insights into your situation. You know, when we're in it, we can't always see through it. But it certainly is a way for you to be able to get a fresh perspective that would work, that maybe if you brought it in to your relationship, or if your spouse is bringing in a new perspective, it gives you like a little bit of fresh air. And maybe it doesn't feel comfortable, but listen, what's comfortable may not be working for you. You've just become comfortable in it. And as Christian women, we know that our strength comes from the Lord. So you may want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, and I have a few scriptures for you. And these are all from the ESV. So Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen and amen, right? Fear not. 365 times it's in the Bible. Why? Because fear is not from God. So fear not, for we have a healthy fear of God. We also have a healthy fear when we step off a curb onto a street. That's a healthy fear. But when we fear God, God's wisdom, or we fear man more than God, that takes away our strength. But we fear not because we know God is with us, and we are not to be dismayed, for God says he is your God, and he will strengthen you, he will help you, and he will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Amen. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. What if these were our words we spoke over our marriage, over our spouse, over our relationship? It works. I speak these words over my husband, over us. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Waiting on the Lord. Would you think that was a way to renew your strength? It is. And God says right here that you will not be weary and you will not grow faint. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Be strong in the Lord. The Lord is your strength. And 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually, all the time. All day long, God wants to speak to you, right? But do we seek him? Or do we tell him? We need to seek him, actively listen to him. He's in the middle of our marriages. We need to seek his voice, seek him and his strength and his presence continually. The other thing is to trust in God's plan for your marriage and pray together with your spouse, seeking wisdom and guidance from him, from above. Trusting God. I think it all comes down to whether or not we trust God. And I think it's really important that we understand that God is trustworthy. If he says wait, we'll wait. If he doesn't answer our prayer right away, it's okay, because he's got something better for us than what we thought. We trust God and his plan for your marriage. Seeking his wisdom and guidance from above. Is that the marriage you want? The marriage that can withstand, that will last for a lifetime, that will withstand any storm that comes your way. And sometimes they feel like storms, right? Not just a little rain shower. 1 John 4:18. These are all from the ESV. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. God's love for us is not punishment. It's his way of building us up by not giving us everything we want, because he has something better. We think we want it until we wait, and we wait on God and he gives us what he wants. Then I've realized this is what it was all about. I grew in the process, in the sorrow, in all those things I couldn't change. I can't change someone else. I changed. And in that, I brought that into our marriage. I spoke words of love over my husband. I could have spoke words of disappointment or words that would tear him down. But that would not have strengthened my marriage or given me the marriage I've always wanted. That would spoke a curse over my marriage. Hebrews 13:4, let marriage be held in honor and among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. So that 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. God cares for you. Matthew 5:28, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully intent has already committed adultery with that person in their heart. So look upon your spouse only in that way. Proverbs 31:11, the heart of her husband trusts in her and he will have no lack of gain. A man needs to know that he could trust his wife. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. So this question, am I doing enough to make my marriage work, is one that weighs heavily on many of us, especially in the face of life's and our marriage's challenges and uncertainties. But before I go, I want to give you an I do and an I don't of everyday life. Are you ready? I do encourage you to communicate openly and honestly with your spouse about your feelings and concerns. Transparency nurtures trust and understanding in your relationship, laying a solid foundation for growth and resilience. I don't recommend comparing your marriage to others or succumbing to societal pressures, right? What looks like it's right on social media is really only what they want you to see. Each marriage is unique, and what works for yours may not necessarily work for others, or what theirs works for them may not work for you. So focus on nurturing your own relationship according to your values and beliefs. And the truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all answer or one-size-fits-all marriage. Every marriage is different, and what works for one couple may not work for another. But there are some universal principles. These are the universal principles that can guide you in your quest, in your search to strengthen your marriage. And remember, my dear ones, your efforts matter, but so does your faith and trust in God's plan. So embrace the journey of marriage with grace, knowing that you are not alone. And together, let's continue to build your better marriage one step at a time. I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback and joining and seeing you next time. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage, rooted in faith and anchored in love.